You fellows might back me up, you know.
The back offfulness will not be terrific.
No. Look here, I tell you what, you fellows. If you'll back me up, I'll stand you a jolly good spread when my next postlorder comes.
Oh, yes.
Well, I told you I was expecting a postlorder, didn't I? Well, when it comes...
When?
Oh, crikey. Well, look here. If you fellows are frightened of Quelch, if he catches you in his study, you can tell him you came about a Latin verb or something. No. Cherry, old chap.
Well, Bunzel wants a fellow to back him up.
Yes, I do. You shut up, Bull, and let Bob do what he wants. You'll back me up, won't you, old chap?
If you really want me to.
Of course I do.
All right, then. Here goes.
Woo! What do you think you're doing, you silly fool?
Backing you up.
I don't mean back me up against the wall, you ass.
I did.
Ooh, you beast. Look out, Bunzel. Oh! Ooh, it's you, Skinner, you shady rotter. What do you want?
But it's not what I want. It's what Coker wants. He's looking for somebody who, snooped the packet of toffee from his study.
Oh, is he? Well, it wasn't me. I never went anywhere near Coker's study. And when I was there, I never saw his toffee. In any case, I left it where it was on the table.
Well, you better tell Coker that. Look out, here he comes!
Now, I wonder where that beast put my toffee. Oh. Ah, there it is.
Bunter, what are you doing in this study in your poor master's absence?
Oh, no, nothing, sir. I mean...
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I came to ask Mr. Quelch about a Latin verb, sir. I wasn't after anything, if that's what you think. And in any case, as Mr. Toffee isn't here... as Mr. Quelch isn't here, I may as well go.
Then go now, Bunter.
Yes, sir. Oh...
Now, let me see. Where did I get to? Ah, yes. The emendation is undoubtedly correct in spite of Maclean's authority to the contrary. Well, Bunter?
Ooh, well, sir. I say, I only came back because I thought you'd gone. Because I thought you'd come back.
What do you want, Bunter?
Nothing, sir. I just came.
Bunter, you have interrupted me in my work. You have interrupted an important article I am writing for the Classical Review. If you have interrupted me for nothing, Bunter...
Oh, no, sir, not nothing. I came to ask you about a Latin verb, sir. Yes, that's right. That's if you're not too busy.
I am busy, Bunter.
Oh, good.
But you may ask me.
Oh.
Now, what is the verb?
Well, sir, it's, Oh, yes, I know. It's that one we did in con today, sir. Maria.
Upon my soul, boy, Maria is a noun.
That's right, sir, it's a noun. That's what I meant.
Maria is the nominative vocative and accusative plural of mare, the sea.
Oh, is it, sir?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
You will find the declension in your Latin grammar. But in order to fix it in your mind, Bunter, I suggest that you go to your study and write out the whole declension of mare.
Oh, toffee!
What did you say, Bunter?
I said, thank you very much, sir.
Very well, Bunter. You may go.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Bunter, what are you doing?
Straightening my specs.
Well, Bunter, as you're here, you may as well take your...
Did you get jam or lemon curd?
I got five of each.
Good old Frankie, give us a jam tart to start with.
Hey, wait for Harry, you greedy ass, spat as Bunter.
Now, the similarity between the esteemed Bull and the ridiculous Bunter is thankfully not terrific.
Well, where is Harry?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, you fellows. You heard about Wharton.
What about Wharton? He was coming to join us here.
Well, he won't be.
Well, why won't he?
Well, poor old chap's fallen downstairs.
What?
I think someone pushed him. Oh, he's yelling and screaming. He's in a terrible state. He tarts.
halves.
No fear, Skinner. You pulled my leg. Coco wasn't after me, and I
halves all the...
Oh, you beat those. They're my tarts. Give me my tarts, Skinner.
Well, they're mine now.
Give me my tarts, Skinner!
Skinner! You my scrupulous boy. Give Bunter his jam tarts immediately.
Yes.
Jolly well think so. Thank you, sir.
Bunter. Really, Skinner. I'm profoundly shocked to find you pilfering another boy's goods. You will go to your study and you will write out 200 times the personal possessions of the individual are sacrosanct in a civilized society.
Yes. Gosh, sir, isn't that rather long?
Its length should be a lesson to you.
Ah, my dear Quill, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Well, that's extraordinary because I've been in my study concluding an article that I'm writing for the Classical Review. Oh, though I did step out for a few moments to the library just to check a reference.
I wonder if you're free to see Dr. Locke now.
Oh, sir, Skinner boy, what are you doing loitering there? I gave you 200 lines. Go to your study and complete them at once. I do beg your pardon, Mr. Pratt.
There are some timetable alterations he wishes to discuss with us.
Oh, well, certainly. Are you free to go now?
Yes.
Splendid.
So 200 lines from Magnum Futas and a fat front bunter. I'll be drawing in the head study for at least half an hour. I'll get my own back.
Ah, here it is. Here's his precious article on jolly old Horace for the Classical Review. Make him as mad as a hatter if he can't find his priceless rubbish when he comes back. Now, where can I hide it? The old scalp will fancy that someone's pinched his priceless piffle. I wonder how long it'll be before he finds out he's sitting on it.
Well, not at all. Why?
Well, you haven't fallen downstairs, then.
Not that I know of.
That preposterous fathead Bunter told us you had fallen downstairs fully and that the groanfulness was terrific.
And the fat villain was pulling your leg. I suppose Bunter just can't help telling grammars.
Hey, what are those tarts?
We rushed up in a hurry to see what had happened and left them on the bench.
Hey, there, you fellows! About my toffee.
Oh, about your toffee.
It's all right for you. But I went to the Quelch's study to get it. And what do you think happened? Old Pratt came in. But I went back later, and Quelch was there, and he gave you a rotten declension to write out 20 times, and I still haven't got the beastly toffee.
Well, it looks as though you've had something, Sticky.
Oh, really, Bull?
You've been finding jam where you found the toffee. You've got a lot of it on your face and your paws.
Certainly not, Wharton. I haven't tasted jam for days. Now, look here, you fellows. This is an ideal time to go and get my toffee for me, because I saw Quelch go into the head study. Now, don't go away when I'm talking to you. Now, I want you fellows to get my toffee back for me. Oh, beasts. Talking away when a fellow's talking to you. Oh, Lord. I suppose I'll have to go and get the toffee myself now. And chance it.
Oh. I say, Snoopy, can't stop now, but meet me later in the forum. I've got something jolly funny to tell you.
Where's my toffee? Beast? Oh, it's still there. Good. Oh, I've missed it. I bet old Hurt is going to eat this himself. He will tell him I won't now, will he? Oh, Rocky, I think he's coming. Oh, Lord, there he is. I've had to get out of the window.
Sticky with jam. Jam tarts. That gluttonous boy Bunter has been in my study. Well, I suppose I must prepare my article for the post for the Classical Review. Yes, where is my article? My article's gone. Somebody has taken it away. If that wretched boy Bunter has touched it, he shall be punished. Caned. Expelled. You, a boy. Go and find Bunter and bring him to my study immediately.
Yes, sir.
There's jam on the windowsill. That wretched boy, Bunter, has damaged my article. He shall be caked.
Get Frankie quick.
Come on, Jerry. I see you, fellows. It's all right about my toffee. I got it out of Quilty's study here. I give you a bit, only I've just eaten the last chunk.
Where are our tarts?
Your tarts?
Oh. You fat villain. You told these chaps I'd fallen downstairs, and you went and snooped the tarts when they rushed away.
Yes, I did. I mean, no, it was only a joke.
They're gone. And we know where.
The no-fillness is terrific.
But look here, you fellows. It wasn't me. I haven't tasted jam tarts for days. You can ask Skinner. He tried to snatch them from me.
Scram him!
Hey, help! Whoa. Well,
Clout's like Banter in his study. He's just yelled to me from his window to send him in.
Oh.
You can keep the tarts, Banter. We'll leave you to quit.
Oh, Lord. I suppose Clout must have missed that toffee. Please, sir. It wasn't me, sir.
What wasn't you, Bunter?
Anything, sir. Nothing.
Bunter, I have sent for you because something is missing from this study. An article has been removed surreptitiously.
Oh, well, sir, it wouldn't be me. I've never done anything surreptitious.
Bunter, you have entered my study in my absence.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I was in the tuck shop when I was in your study. I mean, when I wasn't in your study.
Bunter, show me your hands.
My hands, sir?
As I thought, there is jam on them. There was jam on the handle of the door of my study.
Oh, crumbs.
Now, Bunter, I left an article in my study when I was called away. Did you or did you not remove it from here?
Bunter,
no, one more untruth and you will be caned. Now, answer me.
Yes, sir.
As I thought. What have you done with it, Bunter?
Well, I...
Bunter, will you answer me at once?
I ate it.
Oh, you ate... What are you talking about, boy?
Well, I ate it, sir. I took it because I wanted to eat it.
Boy, are you out of your senses? Do you dare to stand there and tell me that you have eaten, actually eaten, my article?
Oh, sir, it wasn't your article. It was mine.
Yours? Now, listen, boy, I warn you. My patience is at an end. I will give you one more chance. What have you done with my article?
I ate it.
The boy is out of his senses. Bunter, I have always known you to be a disgustingly greedy boy. But am I also to believe that your voracious appetite has taken such possession of you that you have actually devoured a quantity of paper?
Oh, no, sir, not the paper. Just the toffee that was in it.
Toffee?
Well, yes, sir, I didn't want the paper, of course, just the toffee.
What are you... Do you imagine that I am questioning you about toffee, Bunter?
Aren't you, sir?
Certainly not. I am referring to an article. An article on the Odes of Horace. An article that I have written for the Classical Review. What have you done with it?
Nothing.
Have you damaged it, Bunter?
No, sir.
Have you lost it?
No, sir.
Well, then go and fetch it immediately. If it is returned to me undamaged, I shall simply give you extra school on Saturday for this senseless trick. But if it is damaged, Bunter, you will be punished with the greatest severity.
Oh, Lord. Why, I say, sir, perhaps you put it somewhere and forgot.
Stop.
Well, people do, you know, sir, when they get jolly old.
Bunter, how dare
you? Oh, yes, I remember my poor old grandfather, sir. He was always putting things in places and forgetting where he put them. He was jolly old and doddering too, sir.
Bunter, if that article is not in my hands within 5 minutes, you will be caned with the greatest severity.
Oh.
Now, go and fetch it. Leave my study. Go.
Oh, Lord. I say, you fellows, come back here. I'm in a jam.
Who's jam this time?
Oh, no. I'm in a terrible jam with Quelch, you see. Somebody has taken an article from his study, and he thinks it's me.
Oh, so you did if it was anything to eat.
Ah, yes, but it wasn't, see. It was some rotten literary article he's written for the Classical Review. As if it mattered, you know. Quelch is quite wild about it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Take it back then, fathead.
But I can't. I never touched it. I told Quelch that. I said I'd never even been into his study. I told him when I was in his study, I only came for the toffee. But he still wouldn't believe me. That's the sort of justice we get here. Best if I can see anything to cackle at. I'd say, you fellas, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I think he's put it somewhere and forgotten it. That's what he's done. You know why? Because he's old and doddering.
Shut up, you ass.
Shark, you know as well as I do that he is an old dodderer.
Bunter!
Oh, Lord, I say, sir, I wasn't referring to you, you know. I know I was referring to another old dodderer.
Bunter, as you have not returned my article, I fear you must have lost it. You will therefore go to my study and wait for me there.
Oh, scissors.
Don't you think it's a lark, Snoopy? Quelch will be as mad as a hatter when he can't find his precious article. He thinks someone's walked off with it.
What have you done with it?
It's not gone very far. Think Quelch will guess that it's hidden in his own study all the while. stuff and jolly well right for giving a fellow 200 lines. Fancy, the old bean sitting on it.
Sitting on it?
Yes, I hid it under the cushion.
Boy.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, law. I don't want to be whopped. Ah! Oh, Johnny won't throw his cane out of the window. Oh, law, he's coming.
And now, Bunter, as you have not returned my article, I fear there is nothing for me to do but conclude that you have lost it. And therefore, I am going to administer... where is the boy? I told him to wait for me here. Go upon my soul. Wharton. Jerry.
Yes, sir?
Go to Bunter's study and bring him here immediately.
Right, sir.
Oh, the wretched boy. Not only has he lost my article, but now he has disobeyed my distinct orders to stay here and wait for me. Oh, the wretched boy. Come in. Yes, well, where's Bunter?
We can't find him, sir.
Can't find... Nonsense. Boy can't have disappeared. Oh, dear. Well, there's something under my desk. An animal or something. It's squeaking. Oh, yes, it must be Gosling's dog wandered into the house again.
Oh, we'll soon get the brute out, sir.
That's right.
Oh, my hat.
Well, hurry up, boys. Get the dog out of the room.
There isn't any dog here, sir.
I can't see any dog, sir.
Oh, nonsense. There must be. I can't have been mistaken. I distinctly touched something with my foot. I'm sure I heard it squeak. I'll look for myself. Stand back, boy. Bunter!
Oh, law! I'm not here, sir. It's not me.
Emerge, Bunter.
No fear!
Bunter, emerge!
Ah! Yarrow!
Yarrow, boy. My chair! My chair! You got my chair. Bunter. Oh, Bunter. Bunter! Get up, Bunter!
I can't, sir. I think you've injured the vertebrae in my leg.
And now, Bunter, I am going to administer the most severe castigation. Oh. Boys, pick up that chair. Replace the cushion. Now, Bunter. Bend over.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir.
Hey, what's this? Gosh, it's the article.
Bunter, will you bend over that table this instant?
Oh, crikey.
Bend over, Bunter.
Oh, this is...
Now, Bunter.
Please, sir. What? Please look at this, sir.
Well, what is it?
It's the article, sir, the missing article.
Article? What? What it is? It's my article. Where did you find this, boy?
I picked it up off the floor, sir. It fell off your chair. I think it was under the cushion, sir.
I see. This was deliberately concealed from me. Then I have been sitting on my article for the Classical Review. Are you laughing, Cherry?
Oh, no, sir.
This is no laughing matter, boy. Bunter, you stupid boy. Why did you conceal this under the cushion instead of just handing it to me?
Ah! No! It wasn't me, sir. I never touched it. I never seen it. Oh!
If you have lost some article in this study, this boy can tell you where to find it, as it is he who concealed it.
Skinner?
It was only a joke, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pratt. Boys? Now, Skinner, I am going to have my little joke. Bend over.
I say, you fellows.
Hey, I say.
I've thought of a marvellous way to make old Quilch sit up. I say, wasn't he wild about losing his silly article?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't he mad?
Mad as a hatter.
The madfulness was terrific.
Well, suppose he lost it again. What about that? Wouldn't he be wild?
You fat chump. Haven't you had enough of making Quilch wild?
Yes, I have. But I thought maybe now one of you fellows would like a go at it. Yes, that's the idea. I say, you fellows, what about you, Cherry?
No fear.
Well, what about you, bull old chap?
And what about us?
What's happening? Wait, what do you think you're doing? Help! Wait! Woo-hoo!